Hello, Senator Obama.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Now, first and foremost, please give us your take on Senator John McCain's speech at the Republican National Convention and Sarah Palin as his vice presidential running mate.
Well, yeah, one of the things that I've been surprised about is just they went through 3 days of a convention in which they didn't talk about the things that people around the kitchen table are talking about. They didn't talk about how we're going to create jobs in America. They didn't talk about how to reduce health care costs and give health care to people who don't have it. They didn't talk about how to make college more affordable. They didn't talk about how to build the middle class and fulfill the promise of America. And you know, instead, they spent a lot of time talking about John McCain's biography, which you know is compelling. But then they spent a lot of time talking about me and lying about me. That you know that wasn't what I think the American people are looking for at a time when we just got a jobs report that says we've lost 600,000 jobs since the beginning of the year and 80,000 just last month.
And, Senator, let me ask you this. Since you just brought up jobs, the unemployment numbers have just been released from the Department of Labor, and black unemployment has reached 10.6% across the United States. What would an Obama presidency do to help rectify that, sir?
Well, the key is to get the economy moving for everybody, and that will help black unemployment. That's what happened in the 90s under Bill Clinton, and that's what we need to return to. So, you know, we're going to make a priority on investing in clean energy jobs, investing in infrastructure, you know, rebuilding our roads and our bridges, school construction, linking up young people who may be unemployed to apprenticeship and training programs so that they can get to work and build up skills. All those things are going to be important, but we're not going to do it if we've got somebody like John McCain who's just going to continue the same economic policies that got us into this mess under George Bush.
The deadline to register to vote is coming up shortly. And, Mr. Senator, could you just help me and help all of us in the media explain the importance of voting, especially for such a historic election coming up in November?
Look, this is a historic election. We have to get this done, this election. We can't afford another 4 more years of George Bush economic policies or George Bush foreign policy. And you know, the African-American community and all communities have to recognize now's the time to stand up. So if you haven't registered to vote, you've got no excuse. We can make some history, but we're going to need you to take this seriously. We've got to have you talk to your friends and your cousins and your neighbors and get everybody involved. Because if we've got high turnout, then I have no doubt that we can win Pennsylvania and we can win this election.
Now, you know that there are always critics out there who have something negative and sometimes positive to say about politicians. And there was a critic recently that said vice presidential candidate Governor Sarah Palin is more experienced than Senator Obama and Senator Joe Biden combined. How would you respond to that, sir?
Well, you know, it's not true. So, you know, I don't know what. When people just make bald assertions like that, it's hard to describe. I mean, Joe Biden has been in the United States Senate since he was 29 years old. And you know, I've been in the state legislature and the United States Senate for over a decade. And so I don't think people are making serious arguments like that. I think they may feel defensive about Governor Palin's qualifications, but you know they're free to make those comments. I'm just proud of the pick that I made. I think Joe Biden's going to do an outstanding job.
Okay, and last question, Mr. Senator. If there was anything that you wanted people to know about your candidacy, about your campaign, what would you say? What is the one thing you would say about yourself?
Well, I come from a modest background and was able to move up in life because I got a good education and because there was a community and a government that made it a priority to build our middle class. That dream is at risk today. We've got higher joblessness, higher poverty, more people without health care, more people losing their jobs and their homes. We are at a defining moment in our history, and we're involved in two wars at the same time. We've got to bring about change now, and I think this is a great opportunity for us to do it, but we're going to have to make sure that everybody who is listening today takes this seriously and over the next 60 days participates in trying to bring about the kind of changes we need. We are going to be registering voters every day up until October 6th. That's the deadline in Pennsylvania. We've begun a massive voter registration drive, and we need everybody to participate in this process.
And Senator Obama, thank you so much once again for taking time out to speak with us. Again, this is Brian Cook on the American Urban Radio Networks, and hopefully we're going to be talking to you again soon before Election Day.
Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate you. God bless.